Hi everyone, welcome to episode 4 of Downfall, our D&D role-playing podcast. We had just a tiny bit of a snafu starting this one, so we've already actually played 5 minutes. The party is already at the Ironworks, and they're discussing the note that was given to Elder's character in the middle of the night, talking about that meeting. And so sorry about the technical glitch there, that really doesn't happen often. It's not like that, I swear.
Mm-hmm. And we know that the note was written on, or some of us know that the note was written on indescript paper or parchment with indescript ink.
Yes, so it was written very intentionally to not be traced. Mm-hmm. So continue your guys' conversation. That should be enough to catch up with the few minutes we accidentally recorded wrong.
Well, it would certainly help us to know more about what's going on. Yes, my contact wouldn't have a person on me unless there's something important going on. So the more information, the better. I would say do it.
And I think I should go because of my stealth abilities. That could be helpful.
I will also be there, but you hopefully won't be there.
You'll be there pretending to hide.
Got it.
There was a rock. I tripped.
I'll bring you. Yeah. But I'm good. I'll bring my brother. He can sit at the table.
Oh, thank you.
Are you sure you want him there?
I do.
You do share?
I do share.
Let's not combine those two words.
Yes, that would be unfortunate.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But in the end, I'm not advocating that we stand alone, but I am advocating that we have a little bit of control over the situation. And it seems like this particular person carries a similar view of events.
Yes. Although this is currently looking like the type of person that's going to get rid of after a while. So
why would that be?
They know too much.
Then why would you get rid of that resource?
That's what I do.
You get rid of resources?
Yes.
Rather than use them?
It seems
like
American.
A tremendous, tremendous waste of power.
Not necessarily. It depends on why you're being rid of them.
I will certainly not deny that people need to be taken care of every now and again. Okay, I'm good.
Any other comments there? Okay. All
right.
So are you guys just going to head there, meet whoever at noon?
Yeah, so we'll head there. I guess Elias and myself will be sitting at the table, and I don't know what Tweedledum and Tweedledee are going to be doing.
Okay.
The dwarf and whatever he calls himself.
Cade.
Yes.
Cade Hill.
All right. Cade so Hill. You guys head over to the Alchemist Cauldron, the Wizard Guild, find the nook that was mentioned.
Yep.
And you hang out there and wait. And
I order, make sure there are two ales. One for me and this guy.
What are the rest of you guys doing?
I arrive ahead of everyone else and hide.
Like in a nearby booth or
nearby,
something?
Nearby, something to, from a vantage point.
Okay, make your roll. It's actually going to be really easy to hide, though, because this place is
Heidi.
Very Heidi.
It was Hill Sing.
15.
Good enough. So you take... Sorry. You take a booth right across from the one, and every booth is in deep enough shadows that you just kind of, lay back in it, make it look like it's an unoccupied booth. If anyone comes near you, hiss at them. take your pick, whatever.
I hide under the table.
Okay.
Wait, directly under our table?
Yeah, why not?
The way I'm picturing this place, too, is most of the seating is going to be in, at a restaurant, not the chair seating, but the booth kind of stuff. So think small curved booths. Think like Han Solo in the canteen.
Okay, it's pretty small table.
It's pretty small, yeah.
Okay. Well, then I'll be under the table next to your booth.
So you're under the table where Sean is?
What?
You're under the table where Sean is.
Well, I'm assuming they're not just like... I thought he was at one and I'm at another.
Oh, just another nearby one that's unoccupied?
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm under it. I'm under the table.
Okay. I'm going to say
With a 23.
An elf couple that's having relationship problems eventually comes and sits at that table without your knowing there and starts kind of having a quiet fight right above you. Because I can.
Yep.
Because I can. The best.
Hey, everyone else just sitting at the booth?
Yeah, I'm sitting and drinking.
I'll sit at the booth with, I like completely just blanking your character's name.
Which one?
Elder.
Morthag.
Morthok?
Thok.
Morthok of the what clan?
Kumthok clan. My father.
Kumthok?
Yes, his name is Kumthok.
He hit a lot of raccoons. Okay, so yeah, you two are at the booth where the person is expected to be.
I guess the three of us are at the booth?
Yes. Yanni's character is also just going to be happily sitting at the booth.
Yes. He already ordered two beers, and then...
Are you drinking the other one?
He said to.
Yeah. Are you drinking it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you had ordered the other one for the guy that was coming.
No, I will when he gets here.
Okay.
I'm drinking a tea.
Yeah. Sarah?
I offer to pour a little bit in there.
Is there gambling at this place?
Not in this one particularly. Most of the others will, but this one doesn't.
Then I'll hang out at the bar.
Okay. Alright. So,
I am not messing with the elf couple.
How? They're like poking their feet?
Yep.
Like, stop trying to play footsie with me. This is serious. That was
pretty much.
You're playing footsie with me?
That's pretty much what's happening. Okay, so...
That's what's happening.
After a while, a somewhat elderly human male approaches the table, sits down, and, orders a drink.
Okay, no, let me get that for you.
As you wish. I'm noticing there's more than one of you. With most of the...
You didn't specify...
No. And that's part of why you're here. With most of the groups in the city, this would have been a problem. Right? They would want one-on-one secrecy or assurances of this or that. My master doesn't run based off those rules entirely. He runs off rules that are a little more open towards those who ally themselves with him. It does require trust, but he does not hold back anything from those that he trusts.
Trust does go both ways.
Absolutely.
And that's what I haven't seen from anyone else who's discussed things with us.
Which is why I already have this for you from my master. He pulls out, like, a small envelope, slides it across the table to you guys.
I look around a little bit and pull it in. Open.
Inside is just one sentence, and it says, "The Thieves' Guild is not allied with House Brona."
Hmm. I put that into one of my belt pouches. Quite a... significant bit of trust you've put us there.
Like I said, my master runs by rules of the people that work for him are people that want to work for him. People that are tired of playing games with a million houses and want to just stand by someone who's a bit more stable.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who plays above the games, as it were.
And yet, you give him no reason to trust anything of all that you've said.
Information given could be false. This is true.
Did you see you saw the note? I handed it to you? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if you handed it or if I saw it on your shoulder or...
Yeah, there you go. As long as you saw it.
He looks and says,
I would be intentionally looking to see what it is.
Yeah. Okay.
The note? Okay. So he looks at you and says, "My master has authorized me to be more forthcoming with things that would help you trust him, as long as it's not too much. After all, he does have to protect his interests against those that would see him brought down. And especially with an unknown faction like you, there's limits, but things can be said. So, Elf, what would it take?"
Oh, I think he's
talking... That I know to be true that others do not know.
Something you know to be true that others would not. I think my master could arrange such a thing. Can he send you a message with that information?
We will meet again, the two of us.
I'm okay with that.
I do not know where a message would come from, or if a message would be forged.
Fair enough. Maybe meet here, but in a different booth, same time tomorrow?
This evening.
I'll check with my master, but that should be doable. The rest of you, what would it take? You don't want to play games, so here's your offer.
What?
Oh, no, it took me a moment to think. In this whole thing. He's asking us what it would take them to give to earn our trust.
Mm. Yes, so yeah, he probably already trusted Elias. So. So yeah, I'm trying to see what I can get.
He needs to give his life.
No. Oh, I know. A donation to the Church of Palo.
In what amount?
Golds?
Golds.
Let's see. I'm just trying to think of a good number.
Out of character, I put my fingers to my mouth and said 1 million. 1 million.
Something that not just anyone could do?
Specify a oddly specific number. That way when you know that it has arrived, you know it's from my master.
Oh. Like 5,555.
And four copper.
Four copper. This is a direct donation, not to any individual.
Of course. Consider it done. If you check with your church, you will see the money has been donated by tonight. Now, my master also happens to know that there were more than just three of you. I don't really know where the rest of them are. I don't care at the moment, but gather from them what it would take to earn their trust as well.
I have an idea. How powerful is your master?
Well, it depends on what you mean by power.
I have a friend. I'll say this. If your master can pull this off, we'll say the trust is runs deep. I have a friend who's very interested in... She's a bard. Very interested in performing for someone of the Crown Fire royalty. Doesn't have to be very high. Someone within the royalty. You can arrange that for her. You have me.
The elderly gentleman grins. When would you like it to be arranged?
Well, have it set up within the next few days, but have the audience, say, 2 weeks from now. I would like to attend myself.
He pulls out a little parchment and scrawls himself a note. I'll, see what my master can do. At any rate, I will meet at another booth here at nightfall. I'm sure you will be able to find where I am, if you are half as crafty as my master seems to think you are. Good day. Stands back up after having consumed his alcohol and walks off.
Good day.
I follow him.
Yeah, I'm following him. Yeah.
Okay, he just walks, out the...
door.
Yeah, out the door.
And I'm stealthy. I try to be stealthy, but I do want to catch up with him and get his attention.
Well, okay. I rolled a stealth of 26, so I'm going to follow all the way until he gets back to where he works.
Okay.
Wait, that was the Alchemist's Cauldron?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Sean, you go up and get his attention. Probably once he's, just a little after he's outside the door.
Yeah, pretty much. And I look him straight in the eyes and say, experience, and then walk off.
Okay.
That reminds me.
Do you get what I'm saying with that?
Only half. Elaborate it here for listeners, in case they're...
Okay, so when Cade says experience, he's saying the thing that's going to take him to trust this master is experience with said master.
Right. That you can't just earn it immediately.
You can't just earn it immediately with something like that. It's going to take time and effort.
So you're going to follow him, right? You spend, from now until nightfall, essentially watching an old man buy groceries... send a mail, have a light dinner, at a nice cafe, and then start heading back towards the cauldron.
Okay.
Well, that's boring.
Yeah, well, Lisa tells her that he's smarter than moron. Just go right back to his boss.
Yeah.
So while I'm underneath the table, I have absconded with the Percys.
Are you going to remain under there until those people leave?
No, I'm just going to walk out.
Be like, pardon me.
That sounds very Monty Python of you.
Well, you're just going to sneak out without them noticing you from under their table?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Give me your check. I think it's funny if you just stand up and just walk.
Yeah.
Just stand up and walk out. I can do that too.
Excuse me, wait, there's a pool.
I think it'd be more funny though if I roll for sneaking out and it fails.
Yes, that would be much funnier.
So that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna try and be sneaky. But I'm trying to fail. Probably didn't fail. I've rolled 15 though, so I wasn't super sneaky.
I would say they probably realize, like, they're like, what the heck, what? You know, but then they don't think nothing of it.
You stand up under the table, and you realize that you're under the table, and you're like,
and then I sneak away.
You're like, oh, and then you sneak away.
And then they look underneath, and they're like, what was that?
Okay. So, yeah. Anyone else doing anything else before the evening meeting?
So, there's a lot of books here, you say, yes?
Tons.
Ooh, I want to look at all the books.
Okay. You spend most of the day reading in poor light by just grabbing books. Like, 99% of the books you find are, like, books that would essentially be academia for wizards. Right? So it's, like, magical theory and formulas and, you know, historical things about alchemists and all this. Mm-hmm. The other 1% is smut.
There's no divine books or history books, or they're like wizard history books, probably.
Yeah, there's some divine too, but it's trying to touch on where divine and arcane mix.
Yeah, those seem interesting.
So beyond that, there isn't really anything. Okay.
I had a question.
Yeah.
Did he say when he would get the money to the temple?
Oh yeah, he did. I got to head back there and then get the point.
Okay, so you don't spend the whole day, you go back and...
Well, yeah, because somebody's got it. I can either pay someone to go, you know, there's not really a messenger.
Yeah. Okay, so you do find an amount?
Yeah, that'll probably take a few, like, an hour or two, walking up distance.
Yeah, probably. It's a big city. I actually had numbers at one point of how long it takes to get from one end to the other, but I don't remember.
Yeah, these streets are not, like, particularly straight, also.
No, the city is very meandering.
And I have to go through gates. Or, like, there's walls, so I gotta go find... I can't just go...
Alright, you have, like, half the afternoon to read. The other half is spent going there and back. But the donation has been made, anonymously.
Alright.
Alright,
so
then I head back and finish reading.
I spend my time trying to figure out where the donation comes from.
Okay, how are you going to try to track that down?
Well, I'm assuming it was, like, somebody deposited it or something. I'm not sure how the donations work in this game or how money works exactly. But I'm assuming someone brought it in, so I'd find them, and I would try and figure out, trace their steps back to where they received the sum.
Give me some kind of skill check for this here, because the church isn't just going to say who gave the donation.
No, but you could, like, see the person walk in, somebody donated something, and then somebody's going to walk out.
Oh, you never saw anybody walk in with, you know, bags full of gold.
They just suddenly had it?
Well, they're not, you know, there's... If you go in, you actually don't see piles of gold anywhere.
There's probably somewhere where they keep all their money, but... Probably not public knowledge.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I actually do have a thing here, which is why you're not figuring it out, and it's actually really, really obvious. You just would have to ask the right question.
Yeah.
It would make sense the second
time. Can you make a skill check to figure out the secrets?
Actually, give me an insight check, and if it's good enough, I'll tell you pretty much what's going on here, because you'd be able to realize it.
Yeah, I failed that check, which is why I followed the old
guy. 24.
That's good enough. You're willing to bet that what was given was either property or, you know, some sort of paper money, something, you know, that would be a bit more sophisticated, but that would amount to that exact value.
So you couldn't have picked out who was walking in and out?
Right. Honestly, it was probably whoever was delivering posts for that day was delivering.
It was probably a good amount of people walking in and out of the cathedral.
Probably. So, but, yeah,
so
your guess
is... It's kind of written more as like a... you now have, like, a deed sort of thing?
Yeah. Deed, it's shares, probably, investment, something.
It's old money, old banking systems and places like this were literally, you would write a check.
Or a note. Right?
So you would basically write your own bank note. Go to this, you send a note to your banker, effectively, and say, yeah, I'm moving money from here to here, and then you send a note to the other place.
Right.
The other place would say, oh, okay, I need to go here to claim.
But the actual coins sit...
The actual coins sit in a vault somewhere, and they probably don't move much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With transactions like this.
Big cities will run more like modern, where it's, the money is more of a concept that shuffles around rather than a thing.
Especially when it's big numbers.
Large amounts would be huge amounts of money.
Well, that would make it easier for me to track it down, even.
If you could find the writ, or whatever it was.
Okay. Are you doing your own little heist?
Yeah.
You almost sound resigned. You're like, oh, yeah.
No, I wasn't going to actually steal it, because I wasn't going to steal from a
church.
A church, but I'm trying to figure out who it was from.
Okay. Let's do a super mini skill challenge, like a two successes before... No, three successes before two failures, let's say.
I think that's a good idea.
So tell me what you're doing in the church to attempt to get to this or find it, and we'll run it fast.
Shoot.
I wouldn't recommend that. Don't shoot the priest.
Don't shoot the priest? Darn it, that's what I was going to do. No, I'm assuming that I would be able to stealth into the area that they keep these records.
Okay, give me a stealth check. Okay. You make it down the halls, probably to the room where you're guessing they store things like this. There's probably some young, acolyte clerk in there, doing numbers and filing stuff and et cetera.
The guy I asked earlier?
No, because this is a young person. That was an old person.
Oh,
okay. The timer's not accurate.
No, the guy I asked, I asked someone if they made the donation.
Oh, yeah, it's probably the same person.
Yeah.
That's a weird question. So was the donation midday of X amount?
No. I'm stealthing in there, so you should know that I'm there.
No,
but Yanni's character asked.
Well, you've stealthed up to that room at this point. Like, you've avoided people.
Room?
Yeah, you've avoided everyone that might be going down the halls and all that kind of stuff.
Also, it's probably almost entirely humans. Although,
yes.
Downfall is probably one of the few cities where there's a chance there'll be a different race.
There would very, very rarely be a different race, but yes, given gods are race-aligned, it's almost entirely humans.
Okay. Well, then I walk in there, and would I be able to use a sleight of hand?
Well, what are you going to say to this person? I mean, if you walk in there, this clerk is going to see you.
Just something... Something simple that I was checking up on a friend that had come by, for a friend that came by early, and I wasn't sure if he had stopped by.
Okay.
Which would have been Yanni Elias.
Go ahead and give me a bluff check anyway, because yes, that fact is true, but you're using it in a way that is meant to be distracting or deceptive.
Well, but I don't know if he was there. Would it be deception, or would it be...
Deception.
Deception's a new bluff.
And go ahead and roll advantage for that, because Yanni
it's
was
semi-true,
actually there.
Yeah.
It's semi-true, so give yourself advantage.
Yeah, you would have known that I was heading there.
Oh, that's true. Uh, 17.
Okay. I'd say you're distracting with the conversation enough that he's probably believing you. And if you want to do your sleight of hand now, you could probably go for it.
No, I go for sleight of hand. 20.
Oh, nice rolls today.
Yeah,
okay.
I know.
So you're able to kind of snatch what you're pretty sure was the document for the recent donation. I guess you'll need to find somewhere to go read this.
And so now I just gotta go read it.
Do you do so? I take it?
Yeah, I leave with it and go figure it out and try and track it back.
Okay. So it is, in fact... a transfer of property. But in the spot where you're expecting to see who it's from, it just simply says the Senate.
Okay.
Which is kind of a no marker because there is no the Senate. That's not a person.
But we know it has to be some sort of thing.
Well, the Senate would be, you know, the meeting of all however many senators.
Like you had said on your check, the government.
Right. Right, it would be like that. It's, you know, because awesome. The senators are all, you know, working their own agenda, etc. So what you've been handed is pretty much a marker saying probably a senator, but, you know, they routed it, you know, kind of laundered or whatever, this transaction through the political field to make it look like it was more of a, say, you know, a government decree kind of thing.
That narrows it down to like 20 people.
Yep.
That helps.
It's better than nothing.
And then, am I able to tell anything from the parchment or ink?
No, what you can tell...
Well, I guess it fits this Senate paper between the decree, right?
Hold on, repeat that as you went all internet.
You turned into a robot.
Oh, sorry. I guess it doesn't matter what the parchment or ink looks like because it was through the Senate that it was decreed, so it wouldn't have mattered.
Well, what you find is that it seems to be the exact same nondescript paper and ink. You know, like, you would recognize that this looks like the same handwriting, even the same everything, as the note that was given the night before.
Okay.
So it, you know, from what you can tell, it did come from the same source.
Mm-hmm. And then you have to leave now?
I do. So, that leaves me where I am at.
Yep, and that's why I did you first here, so we could take care of that.
So you can, do you want to come back and tell us before you finish, or...
Yeah, that would be good.
You return to get to know what I find. Okay.
So far, and I continue to explore further, I think, kind of trying to find more about the Senate stuff.
Okay. And I'll catch up with you later on what exactly you find there.
Yeah.
But being a check, like, does it say, like, to the Church of Palor on it?
Pretty much.
Okay, so he can't really cash it himself or anything.
Well, and it's not entirely like that. It's more of a, I think, like, promissory note. I'm not saying...
No, and I'm not intending, like, and I would tell you I'm not intending to keep it. I'm just holding on to it until I can find some answers, and then I'll just drop it back off.
Okay.
All right.
Elias trusts you.
So, Mr. Elder here, I'll jump to yours since you're the next soonest person to leave.
Sure.
And it's just good sense. So, what are you doing during the day?
So, I guess there's kind of, it's neutral for me, anyway. So... And we can deal with this later, but I did want to figure out a way to have a steady income while I'm here.
Okay, so you'll be job hunting?
Yeah, or figuring out what to do for that. That way I have some kind of way to support my lifestyle.
Were you wanting to, like, touch base with your friend, or...?
Yeah, that's right. I did want to have a quick conversation with Rumbling Sorgi.
Okay.
Sorgi.
So you pop by, you know, whatever tavern she most often sings / epic orates. Right, Matt. And I guess roleplay the scenario quickly here.
Yeah, just, hey, Rumbly, been a long time.
Yeah, I haven't seen you in forever. What are you doing in town?
They let me into the Mage Guild here,
oh,
finally.
Fantastic.
I know. Father's been wanting that for years.
We're going to have to spend some time and find some good drinks.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't recommend here. It's, they pay me well, but it's water.
All right, I'll catch up with you tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah, one more thing. I forgot to tell you, too. I'm going to get to head to Crownfire.
Really?
Yeah.
Finally?
Yeah, one of my letters, I guess, came back positive. I got a notice that they'll take me in 2 weeks.
Really? When did you get this letter?
A couple of hours ago.
Really?
I almost forgot about it.
That's pretty exciting. Good to know. Well, I want to go with you when you do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
I'll make sure to let them bring you along.
Okay. Well, catch you later.
Okay.
And then, yeah, spend the rest of the time trying to set up that income.
Okay.
Whatever that is, we'll talk about later.
Yeah, whatever job, you know, profession you can work with your skills. Probably enchanting simple things.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Something like that. The rest of you guys?
I was just following him.
So. Right, you watched him do... Mundane stuff all day.
We got a burster who was street before him.
Alright.
For money.
What kind of performance?
You're going. What did you
call it? Storytelling.
What did you call it?
Bursking?
Burskering.
I thought it's buskering.
Yes, it's buskering. It's busking. Something.
Whatever.
I'm sure one of our listeners is going to, you know, correct me righteously.
Yeah. It's busk.
It's busk. I'm going to go busk.
Okay.
For money. Roll it. Think's going to be appropriate.
Performance.
Yeah, it's going to be performance.
Mm-hmm. I'll take a good roll.
It's a 10 plus... Oh, it's 15.
Okay. You can earn a bit of money from this. So, I don't know, whatever would be a small pittance. Maybe, like, 8 silver or gold, something like that, because it's only an afternoon. But also note, because I'm going to forget otherwise, that you are going to get a communication from the Guild of... I'm trying to remember what the theater guild is allied with, because it's a folded guild. It's two things in one. But anyway, the Musicians Guild. You'll get a note from the Musicians Guild for unlicensed practicing of art. Yeah, so just note that, because I'll make sure you get a note on that later.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to forget. Okay, and am I forgetting anyone? Did everyone else tell me what they're... Do we have everybody?
Nope.
What are you doing?
In the meantime, before coming back to the inn in the evening, I wanted to go and make contact with the
keeper?
Yeah, the keeper. Thank you, that's his name.
Okay. So you're going to head down back into the preserve and find him?
Yeah.
Okay, let me pull up his info again so I play his temperament right.
Hmm?
Go to my list, scroll down. Okay, where is he? There it is. Okay. You come across him, he's probably, you know, erasing tracks that some clumsy orcs left at some point to restore some of the naturalness to the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And are you, like, you know, approaching him obviously, or are you trying to sneak up, or?
No, approach him obviously.
Okay. He looks up from what he's doing and goes, "Oh, you. I never know what to think about you. Chased anyone off lately?"
"Not in the past few weeks."
"Okay. You never mess up the place, so..."
"I've been away."
"So why are you seeing me? What do you need?"
"Information, actually."
"Oh, I suppose I can do that. Maybe if you promise to leave the next set of orclings alone on their hunt." "But just the next set."
"Wait, is an orcling a mix between an orc and a halfling?"
"No, it's probably just a young one."
"Okay.
I will leave one alone."
"Let's hear what information you need, and that might
as
be fair."
"As long as he is respectful."
"Well, you know me. If they're not respectful, I take to them as well. This is not a hunting ground. It's a tradition. It's heritage. At any rate, what information do you need?"
"There are dealings within the city."
"There are always dealings within the city."
"Mm-hmm."
"That are playing the houses against each other and against the guilds."
"Also not new."
"No. But there is a new power that is seeming to rise, and I know nothing about this, and you have more dealings with this."
"Well, I don't hear much just living here in the preserve, but..."
"Or any information that you can gather, and my services in the preserve for some of the simpler tasks that you find to be useful for a person."
He sighs. "Well, I would like to spend more time landscaping another one of the areas to look a bit more natural. I'll tell you what. As some of the next groups of young orcs come in, they tend to be open with their tongues, much more so than a young orc should be. Some of them do have ties to noble houses or semi-noble houses. I can prod them for information and see if any of them turn up anything. They usually think that it's never worth anything, but they're usually wrong. But just note, normally I do not operate this way. I care little for the political schemings of the city, as long as they leave this place alone."
"Nor do I, but this involves a certain spice, shall we call it?
Like the scent of a storm or prey?
Like the addictive tinge that the Amber takes.
That could lead to bad things. I cannot guarantee information quickly, but I can probably guarantee some information.
I do not ask for information quickly, I just ask for
You broke up there at the end there.
I do not ask for information quickly, just a trade of knowledge for a service.
We'll see what we can do. It shall be rendered if possible.
Thank you. And then I'll go home for a few hours and, you know, get some food and then head back to the inn.
Okay. Okay, so is that everything you do with the keeper?
Yeah.
Alright. You know, so you head back out your way to do whatever, back to the tavern. Mm-hmm. As night falls, you guys head back there, and there are probably enough subtle clues for you to find which booth this person's at. It's probably not hard. Maybe he orders, like, the exact same drink or something, places on the exact same spot on the table, you know, but is just kind of sitting in the shadows. Something where you guys would be able to tell. And as you guys all show up, I'm going to say, Josiah, he probably slips you, like, a note with information, and it's probably something about the druid meet you were at recently. Some stance that you were, you know, gunning for, something you were positive for. You know, just okay. Mentioning something like that, I guess.
Okay.
So he looks at you guys and says, have you found all your tasks to be done?
Oh, Illyria still doesn't reveal herself to me. She still just stays off.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, actually. That was quite the generous move you made. Very happy to move into a business relationship with your employer.
As I said, he prefers to operate out of mutual levels of things rather than a doling out of work and information only when needed.
Yes.
So, can we count on at least some preliminary support here?
Of course. For me, really.
The rest of you?
Preliminary.
I'm excited.
Very well. Then, if nothing else, I can reveal who this person is. Because trust is only built upon trust, and this is a big step for him to be giving this to you. Although, I suppose it wouldn't gain you much to reveal it to people, but still, you know how this game works.
Yeah.
If you've been in the city. Come tomorrow, anytime during the day, to the house of Master Rezanate, the diplomat senator. Ring at the door.
I went by there. I know where that is.
Yes. Anyway, come by, ring. He will have a talk with you.
Done.
Excellent. You may have this drink if you wish. Returning the favor.
Thank you.
Gets up and heads out.
I'll enjoy this drink.
Alright, that's a pretty good place to stop for this one, especially because I don't entirely have planned what happens next. Not in a specific sense. So, let's go ahead and end things here. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.
And, yeah. Bye. That wraps things up for today's episode of Downfall, our Dungeons & Dragons role-playing podcast. If you've enjoyed what you've heard, please consider giving us a 5-star rating on iTunes, donating through PayPal on our website, supporting us on Patreon, or spreading the word to your friends. You can send us an email anytime at downfalldnd@gmail.com. We love hearing from fans and love hearing what you guys enjoyed about the show. Thanks for listening.